We begin Hilchos Chanukah, Siman Kuf Lamed Tes in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Bayis Hasheni, during the time of the Bayis Hasheni, Kishamalcha Machshavon, when the Greek Empire was in control, Gazru Gzeres LeYisrael, there were all types of decrees against Klai Yisrael, Abotu Dosam, and they wanted us not to be able to practice our religion. V'leinicha Oysam Lasik B'tar V'mitzvahs, they didn't allow us to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs. Uposhta Yudeyem, and they tried to prevail over our money, over our daughters. They entered the Beis HaMikdash by protest. They did damage the Timus at Taharas. Everything that was Tahar in the Beis HaMikdash, they made Tamei. And they caused incredible pain to Klai Yisrael. And the pressure was terrible. Acharichem Aleim, Lekev Aseinu, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rechmanos on us, V'Shiyam Miyadam, and He saved us, V'Tzilam, and we were saved. The Gavur B'nei Chashmonoi HaKohanim HaGedolim, the Chashmonoi, the children of the Chashmonoi, who were the Kohanim, V'Hargam, killed our enemies, V'Shiyas Yisrael Miyadam, and saved Klai Yisrael. V'Hidu Melech V'nei Kohanim, and they appointed a king from the Kohanim, V'Chozer Mach Yisrael, Yoser Al Kamsayim Shonam, and the monarchy returned to Klai Yisrael for about 200 years, Ad HaChorban HaSheni, until the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, was destroyed. U'kishav Yisrael HaAvayim V'Ibdum, and when Klai Yisrael were able to prevail over their enemies, B'chamishav Esem B'chodesh Kislev Haya, it was 25 days in the month of Kislev, V'nichnasu LaHeichel, and they entered the Beis HaMikdash, V'lemotzu Shem Tav HaMikdash, they weren't able to find any pure tar oil in the Beis HaMikdash. El pach echad, just one jug, sheimunach b'chayshm shekayin gadol, that had the seal of the kain gadol, v'lehoi by lahadlik eli yomecha b'vad, and it was really just enough for it to be one lit one day. V'likam menaneris, but they lit candles, hamarach ha'shmane yomim, they lit candles on menorah for 8 days, until they were able to press olives by Tzir Shematar to now have clean oil, tar oil. And because of this incredible miracle, the Zakenim of that generation instituted that these 8 days that begin on 25 days in Kislev, you may simcha v'hala, there should be days of simcha v'hala. The Chasam Sofer says that actually the concept of Chanukah, the concept of identifying and instituting days of thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a chiyuv d'oraisa. He says that the way we celebrate, we're lighting the menorah, etc., that's the Rabbanon. But the actual requirement that we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a chiv that for the nisim that he does for us is a chiv d'oraisa. Also, we know that the light of the candle of Chanukah represent the light of Torah, particularly the light of Torah Shebal Peh, which is so connected to Chanukah. And it also represents the light of Mashiach that we should see b'mehera b'yameinu. So, as we just said, and we're going to learn, the days of Chanukah are days Simcha v'Hallel, but as the Mishnah Brura in the Bi'ur Halacha discusses, the primary Simcha of Chanukah is supposed to be a Simcha Shal Mitzvah of thank, as we just learned, of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nes, not a days of our limiting ourselves in our Avodas Hashem, or lessening ourselves in our Avodas Hashem. Madlik Mam Neres B'Erev Al Pischei Bat. We lay candles every night at the door of our homes. B'shmoynas halaylas, all 8 nights. Laharus legalas anes, to show the nes. Ayama elu nekrem Chanukah. These days are called Chanukah. Ratzalay mechonu chav hei. Shabiyoyim chav hei, on the 25th day of Kislev, chonu ma'aveim, we're able to rest from the enemies who were attacking us. Ne shi'oid, ne shabiyoyim elu osu chanukah sabayis. That was the day that they reinaugurated the Beis Hamikdash. Shetzarim Temua, that became Tamei because of our enemies. And actually, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Mishkan was also completed on Chaf Hei Kislev, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we should wait to put it up until Rosh Chodesh Nissan, until the day Yitzchak was born. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Olai L'shalim L'Kislev. I owe Kislev, because Kislev was when the Mishkan was really finished, and that's why Chanukah is the compensation for that. Okay, Nish Omrim, Shemitzah L'Harbis K'tzas B'Sud B'Chanukah. There's a mitzvah to eat a little more, have more of a Sudna Chanukah. It's the days when the Mishkan was finished to celebrate that. And one during these meals should talk about Inyan HaNisim, Shanaslav, Asen of Yom Elu, the wonderful Nisim that happened to our forefathers during these days. It's not considered a Sudus Mitzvah. Elam Ked Omer B'Sudus Shiris Hashish Bachos. It's not considered a Suda if we won't sing and speak praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during those parties. It's a time to give more tzedakah. If somebody has averis, Chanukah through giving tzedakah could bring a way to prove. The best stock is to give people who are poor, who are learning Torah, to support them. The Bnei Yitzchak says that what the last rays of tshuva, the last remnants of tshuva that we have from Chodesh Tishrei, are waiting for Chanukah. And through learning Torah during Chanukah, we're able to grab onto those rays of tshuva. There's a minig, just like the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says, that we give tzedakah, there's also minig to give money to children, Chanukah gelt, during Chanukah. And the stipler used to say that the time to give it is on the fifth night of Chanukah. And they explain that the reason the fifth night of Chanukah, because the fifth night of Chanukah can never be on Shabbos. So we want to give it on a night that we know that there will ever be a question of Chil Shabbos, of giving money. Sif Beis. Ein Masanah B'mei Chanukah. We don't fast during Chanukah. Abiyom Shlofneim. Abiyom Shlachreim. The day before or the day after Chanukah, Mutarim, we may fast. Mutarim Behes B'Tanis. If Rechman Son does a Levaya, a Hesbet can be said, or a Tanis, if we need to fast. Sif Gimel. Chanukah Mutav Asiyas Malacha. One may do melacha during Chanukah. Ach hanoshim noyagos shloi lasis melacha kol zman shaneris v'bayis the dolkim. Women have a minig not to do melacha as long as the candles are burning in the house. And there are many ways to understand what this means. The minig, as the Mishnah Berurah says, it's only for the first half an hour. We know, as we're going to learn, the candles have to be light for half an hour. So the first half an hour after the candles are lit, that's when women shouldn't do melacha. And also, the minig is that the melacha that they don't do are melachas that are not permitted on Chol HaMoed, like sewing and doing iron and ironing and things like that. But cooking, many are lenient and allow women to cook during that time. Others are makbid that when it says that women shouldn't work at that time, they shouldn't work, do any work. And everybody should follow their minig, and we shouldn't change that minig. Whatever is your minig is. So explains the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, why are we more particular that women shouldn't work than men. There was a terrible decree against the Jewish women. Any basula that gets married has to have relations with the governor first. The nace was done through a woman. The daughter of Yochanan Gadol, who was a beautiful young woman. And he wanted to have relations with her, the king And she agreed. So she fed him dairy foods, that he should be tired, they should be thirsty. And he'll drink wine, and he'll become intoxicated. And like that, he'll fall asleep. And while he was sleeping, she decapitated him, and brought him to Yerushalayim. And when the generals of the Greek army saw Ovid Malcolm, that their king was eliminated, for Yenusu, so they ran away. Well, came because of all this, that those that eat the dairy on Chanukah, Zecha the Nes Aidei Cholov, to remind us of the wonderful miracle that happened through milk. The Bnei Soscha suggests that the reason is because, as we said earlier, Chanukah is really a time of learning Torah. And Chanukah is a time of strengthening ourselves and learning Torah, particularly Torah Shabbat Peh. So because of that, says the Bnei Soscha, it's appropriate that we should eat dairy on Chanukah, just like we eat dairy on Shavuos. Sif Dalad, Kol Hashmonim, Ksherim L'nei Chanukah. All the oils that we could use are kosher for Ner Chanukah. But it's important to point out the way Chanukah candles should look, as we're going to discuss. The fundamental principle is that it should be the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash, where there's a wick and some fuel to the wick. And therefore, using an electric menorah is not acceptable. And similarly, just putting on, for example, gas candles would also not be acceptable. Mekamakim, mitzvah and mukhar, the preferable way to do the mitzvah is lekach Hashem zayis, to take olive oil, dumya the neis shebeis hamikdash, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, Shai B'Shem Zayis, that they used olive oil. The halacha is that if you have olive oil that might be adulterated, so it depends. Of course, as we're learning, the best would be to use pure olive oil. But if they're not adulterated with something not kosher, they're acceptable for Chanukah candles. Anything else that's adulterated with a non-kosher ingredient, that one should avoid. And because we want to light with oil, there are those that have these wicks that they put into their oil, but the wicks are coated with wax. So why is that not considered that the first light is from wax, not from oil? So to avoid that problem, the Poskim say you should dip the wick into oil. And if you dip the wick into oil, the first fuel of the fire will be oil. But if you can't find olive oil, Yivra Shar Shemen, take a different type of oil, She'or Zach V'Naki, that gives off a nice bright light, Oiner Shal Shava, wax candles, Shagam Ken Oir Zach, they also give off a nice candle. It's preferable, say the Paiskim, to use oil, even if it's not oil, olive oil, over a wax candle, unless the wax candle gives a nice light, then there could be an argument. If you're not using olive oil, use the wax candle. There's a famous discussion, the Shal Sechuvis Shvus Yaakov. If one thought that he didn't have olive oil, and he started preparing regular candles, and then before he actually lit the candles, olive oil was delivered. Most Poskim are of the opinion, if you didn't light yet the candles, and now you have the opportunity to do the mitzvah with olive oil, that's what you should use. Furthermore, the Poskim say, since we see here how preferable olive oil is over everything else, so children, particularly boys that are over bar mitzvah, we should try to get them a menorah with olive oil. We have to be careful that the menorah should not look like a big flame. It should be al kol ner yichidi. Each candle should be looked at, should be separate. If somebody has only a little olive oil, so he can mix that olive oil with the other oils, and that at least will have some olive oil. Of course, one shouldn't use the wax of Avodah Zarah, Mishum Damas. It's something that should not be used for mitzvah. The Kain Kala Psilis Ksheres Lechanukah, all types of wicks may be used for the Ner Chanukah. However, mitzvah nemucha lekachas tzemer gefen, the best is to use cotton. And the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not that there's anything particularly special about cotton. Cotton gives a nice flame. And therefore, anything that gives a nice flame may be used. One does not have to use new wicks every night. You could keep on using the wicks until they're no longer usable. And some suggest that we should take new wicks every night, that's the hidden mitzvah. And some say that actually a wick that was used previously is a wick that will burn better. On the other hand, if we want to copy what was done in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, they used new wicks every night. If you're using a wick that you used last night again tonight, that should be the wick that you should use for the new candle. And then, so every night, the candle that was already used once then should be used for the new candle. And the reason is because there's a rule in halacha, a malam kodesh, we only go up the emeridin. So really, as we're going to learn, every night we're only supposed to light one candle. And that's the first candle we light. So if the first night I used a wick for that purpose, and that was the candle I fulfilled the mitzvah with, if the next night I'm going to leave it where it was, what that means is the next night I'm not using it for the primary mitzvah. And that would be a violation of Malam B'Kodesh Vei Meridin. And therefore, if you're going to want to reuse a wick, move it to the spot that you're going to be lighting the new candle that night with.